Welcome back to the Male Models Podcast. My name is Josh Peck. I'm your host. I'm your arbiter of good times and tomfoolery and jubilee.
I'm Joe. I'm your second co-host.
Today we have international comedian, podcaster, all around great guy, Giannis Pappas.
And special needs model. That's what you guys brought me in for. We're all models, but I do a different market than you do.
The special needs modeling, it's really, it's hitting its stride.
Dude, I am like my brother's special needs, and I've been thinking it's an underserved community as far as entertainment goes. So my podcast now, I'm gearing it towards his community. Right. And it's going good.
Yeah,
the numbers have been going up, and I'm doing a couple live podcasts of some bowling alleys.
Are you, because you say that you're the special needs John Stamos, right?
Well, I didn't say that. It was given to me.
I can see it. You look really good. Very good looking.
Well, I look like him if he was blind. Yeah, because my eyes are really close together. So, like, the reason why I wear glasses, I mean, is to, like, frame my eyes and separate them.
Right.
Yeah, because, look, yeah, I mean, they're as I get older, my face is continuing to grow, and my eyes are just going in.
Are they prescription? Or
these are prescription.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm from New York. I'm not LA. I'm not a liar yet.
It'll grow on
my way. Yeah.
Now you're like a Brooklyn guy through and through. But where you don't live. You live in the burbs now. You're not in Brooklyn anymore.
Now it's a different story. Yeah. Now if someone, I see someone on my block, I grab my gun immediately and say, "Who is this? What are you doing here?" And I totally get it. It's one of the first things I did was buy a gun.
Well, you have a great bit in your stand-up where you talk about, like, are you a Democrat or are you just under 35?
Right.
Something like that, right?
Yeah, or are you not rich yet? Everyone is liberal on the gram and conservative in their accountant's office.
Right.
Nobody's looking to spend more taxes. To pay more taxes.
My boy goes into his accountant's office. He's like, I treat it like limbo. And I just say, how low can you go?
That's the goal. Yeah. What can we get away with?
So I think we should go over a couple like major news stories right now so that we have it locked in. And I think the number one thing right now is
Ukraine.
Oh, my God. The male modelers are dying for this.
Ukraine, Ukraine, Ukraine. If we don't talk about Ukraine, we are going to hell.
What's the end game in Ukraine?
The end game in Ukraine, I think, is either nuclear war, which is a fun option, or a detente.
Ooh.
A detente where Putin just pulls back somehow, saves face.
Detente is, for anyone who doesn't know, it's when everyone decides, hey, enough.
Yeah, well, detente is just, hey, you know, like it's a mutual agreement, like you were tired, you know, that's it. A detente, when two people don't like each other, but they choose not to continue to be acrimonious.
If there's
this
a detente,
is a vocabulary podcast.
Are you a drug guy?
No.
You don't seem like you just have nasal congestion.
Yeah, I just have I have allergies. I'm just an allergy guy. I had a deviated septum operation. Nothing due to cocaine.
I had a nose job too. Just call it what it is.
Are you from Long Island?
I didn't have a nose job, but I feel like anyone who has a deviated septum really just wanted a nose job.
I know you didn't have
one. And wanted insurance to cover it.
Yeah. That's what they always say. It's a deviated septum operation, then they just come out with a new nose. And you're like, I'm not sure if that's exactly what... I think the septum's on the inside, but... Yeah, I would have known if you got a nose job because I'm very good at spotting them.
Are you?
Yeah, my wife had one, and that was one of the first things I said to her, and it was rude. On our first date, I was like, did you have a nose job? And she's like, yeah. And she goes, and that's rude. And I was like, well, you know, I'm good at spotting them. It's a talent I have. I just know. And she's from Long Island, so that's kind of comes with the territory.
Right.
Yeah, like if you're a dad in Long Island, you hope for a boy. When you have a kid, because if you have a girl, you're on the hook for a sweet 16, a bat mitzvah, even if she's not Jewish, a wedding, and a nose job. It's four things you got to pay for.
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah, it just comes with being from Long Island.
Now you self-admittedly say that your wife is a piece.
She is out of my league.
My wife too.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense.
Yes.
You know, because you're successful. So. That's how that works. Me, it doesn't really make sense.
No, it does.
I just think I got her young enough when her brain wasn't developed yet.
But was there, like, because there was a moment with my wife early on in dating where I said, I'm going to have to see this all the way through. Because, I recognize, this is above my weight class, but she seems to be down to clown.
Right.
I got to lock this in. Did you have that thought early on in dating your wife?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
<I bet.
laughs> Yes, I did. Yes, I did. I knew. I was like, all right, this is as good as I'm going to get. My wife's a little younger than me. She was 24. I was 30. I was in my mid to late 30s when I met her. I'm trying to keep my age as ambiguous as possible. and so there's, and my dad always said it. My dad told me, marry someone 10 years younger than you at least. So I just followed his advice. And she was from Long Island, which helped, meaning she hadn't seen anything in the world.
Sure.
People from Long Island, you're from Jersey, so you kind of know, right?
They don't... I'm originally Long Island.
Oh, you are?
Valley Stream.
So you get it.
Yeah.
People from Long Island don't like to leave.
No.
They
no.
like they think Long Island's the whole world and they're scared of everything. They think MS-13 is everywhere. You know, they don't want to leave their cul-de-sac. They're like, there's MS-13 on the windows, the weather. They're scared of everything. The weather, Russians, whatever it is. There's Al-Qaeda's everywhere. So I think her from being from Long Island, I was able, she was naive and, you know, unexposed, and I was able to capitalize on that like a predator.
Right, because people in Long, like I have family in Long Island who see, like they live 45 minutes away from the greatest
city in
the world.
And they vote Republican.
Yeah, and they go to, once a year. They're like, we go to see the Christmas tree at Rockefeller Center.
Yeah, begrudgingly. They yeah. hate it. They go for 10 minutes and I can't deal with this. There's people here. I just want to be in my house, in my cul-de-sac, safe.
So how do we feel now that the mask mandate is quasi-lifted?
I don't know how to feel about that. Do you want my honest opinion about it?
Yes.
Okay. My honest opinion, because it's really what depend. Like it's like where you. I travel everywhere.
Yeah,
and it's like going to different countries when it comes to this mask thing. Like yeah. I have a whole joke about the mask thing because it's so different. But you go to Texas and people are like, you know, they treat it like you're wearing an ISIS T-shirt or something. They're like, take that off, man. What do you hate America? And then you go to LA, and if you don't have it on, they're like, what do you hate America? And you're like, I don't know which one. My honest opinion is at this point. You're either vaccinated, boosted, have had it, or you're going to die.
Right.
From it. No. I think at this point, I think the data shows that if you're wearing those cloth masks, they don't really do anything.
Right.
This thing's so contagious. And I feel like if you're immunocompromised, to get earnest for a second.
Yeah.
Because this is an earnest topic. I'm not. I'm pro-vax. I'm vax. I'm boosted. I'll get another one if they ask. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I'll keep getting fucking vaccines. I trust Western science. I'm not going to Mogadishu and asking to rub some cream on it. Like, I like it. So I'll just say that. I'm pro-vaccine. But at this point, it's like only the K95s work, right? The K95s. Yeah. And vax boosted. I mean, it's like everyone's gonna get it. You can't avoid it. So at this point, I think it's time to freeball it.
Have you had it?
Mm-hmm.
It was bad.
I had it bad. Yeah, I actually went.
You
to the
had
hospital.
It really bad.
Yeah, I had it.
Did
really
you get
bad.
Those monoclonals?
I didn't. I didn't get the monoclonals because my oxygen was not affected. It went in my GI tract. I had the GI version of it where it gets in like your GI tract.
When did you get it?
I got it in. I got it. Raw daddy, no vaccine. I got it in November, what was that, 2021? Like
2020?
2020, yeah.
Wow.
2020. So it was like, yeah.
Or was that just a visceral reaction to Joe Biden winning the election?
Yeah, it was a combination of two things that really gave me, you know, I think a lot of it was just psychologically, I was psychologically traumatized. You know, it was like, yeah, that January 6th didn't succeed. That made me upset, too.
That was upsetting. The Tums came out right around January 7th.
Like, did we not take the Capitol like we were supposed to? So, yeah, I mean, it was bad, though. Yeah. I mean, I got dehydrated. Like, it was the worst thing I've ever felt. It's a weird virus.
How long were you in the hospital for?
2 days.
Oh, wow.
Now, is this a nice, like, in those moments, right? Because we don't constantly think, I mean, I'm a Jew, right? So I'm constantly thinking about what's the closest, best hospital I'm going to go to? Cedars, obviously.
I feel like, yeah, if you're Jew, like all the Jews I know, I think they buy their real estate based on the proximity to the hospital.
Oh, yeah.
That's a real amenity. They're like, whoa, you didn't mention. Where is the closest clinic? I need to know the closest hospital is and urgent care.
Yeah, the schools are good. But what about the urgent care? But in that moment, are you like, I wish I lived by a better hospital? Or are you like, no, I'm getting the best care?
Yeah, I was in. What happened was, so like, It was like a little outbreak in the comedy community. So Andrew Schultz's co-host, Akash, had it. And me and Chris at the time did a podcast with him, Chris DiStefano. Chris didn't get it somehow. I got it. Andrew Schultz got it. I gave it to Colin Quinn, which I think, yeah. And then a few other people at Andrew's studio got it. And then a couple other comics who were like unknown, so who cares? It doesn't matter. It's like the guy who died with Paul Walker, plus one.
Openers.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. I mean, you know, I don't know what your fan base is like. I'm just joking. I'm a comedian. These are jokes, not literal. So, but I mean, really, I mean, when, you know, it's like, what was that guy's name? It's kind of, it's the media's fault, too. They just go, Paul Walker and friend. It's like, the guy has a name.
Hey, he meant something to someone.
Somebody to something. Give him his fucking name. The guy who died, Ryan Dunn. There was someone there, too, but it was like Ryan. Yeah, you didn't even know.
Plus one?
There was a fucking plus one.
Oh, my God.
I hope at least he can get him into Club Heaven when he goes in. This is my plus one on the list.
Peter, I got somebody for you. Can we get him in?
Can we get him in, dude? It's like, that is Ryan Dunn, so he knows him, so he should be able to.
He vouched.
What were we talking about before that?
We were talking about something
we were having
good.
Fun.
The hospital.
Oh, the
hospital.
Oh, did I wish I was at a better hospital?
Yeah, perhaps.
Perhaps that's what it was. At that point, I wasn't thinking straight. It was partly the sickness, which is, you had it. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah. No, I had it.
You had it bad?
No, I was back. I got it a week after the booster. So, you know, what are we talking about here?
Right, right. So but, it's like a cold.
Yeah, my wife had it, and then I had it. And it was two crappy days. I didn't even know.
Yeah.
Until I tested. I took a PCR a few days later, and I was like, oh, that was what that was.
Oh, so you had the, you had a defense for it. So mine was bad. So, but compounding it, I think, was knowing that I gave it to Colin Quinn.
Yeah.
He's 60. He had a heart attack. And so there's this thing, you're going like, am I going to kill Colin Quinn?
Yeah.
So you're laying in bed, your fever starts spiking, and then it's a weird virus, dude. You start thinking weird, you can't sleep, there's like muscle pains, and then also I had the anxiety, like, am I going to kill this guy? Right. So I was like scared. And then also I was like, did I give it to my baby? Did I give it to my wife? Because I was there for a day. And then I'm in my old apartment, which is now a podcast studio, so there's fucking podcast equipment everywhere. And there's nowhere to walk because it's the first apartment I bought in Bay Ridge. It's like tiny. And so I'm like pacing and in bed and just like losing my mind. So I think some of it was psychological for sure too.
Joey had.
So I wasn't in that moment going like, okay, well, let me research this hospital. I was just like, I'm dying.
I'm going to Bellevue.
Yeah.
But so Joey had it so bad that UCLA studied him.
Really?
I was in a group with Tom Hanks and 35 other people.
He had it early.
And he gave it to me.
Oh, no, you could actually see the moment that I gave it to Josh. It's really funny.
Yeah?
We were filming a video.
You guys were making out?
Close.
Yeah, dirty.
But we were eating an ice cream cone, and it was like March 13th, 2 days before the shutdown, and I was eating an ice cream cone, and Josh was like, ooh, can I have a bite? I said, are you sure? This whole time I'm like coughing, like having breathing problems, yeah. Whatever.
Didn't want to come out and shoot that day, and I guilted him.
Yeah.
I was like, get on your fucking game. This is YouTube.
It was an hour away, so I was using my health and the distance. He's like, come on, Joe, we need this.
And you asked him, are you sure you want to bite? For two reasons. One being COVID. Second, you knew he used to be fat. So you're like, is this a gateway ice cream? Are you sure you want me to give this to you? Like, are you sad? Are you depressed? Like, I don't want to be the guy who starts a down cycle where you start hiding Snickers bars in the floorboards.
Opens the emotional dam.
He looks at it and he goes, YOLO, takes the bite right off the top, and then.
Then he got the He got the Hillary, yeah.
Well, the HRC.
It keeps coming back. It's resilient. And it's a hell of a lady.
You couldn't be in the light, right? Like, you had to sit in the darkness for days.
Yeah, I had to black out the windows, and then it was hard for me to go upstairs for a month because I would just lose my breath. It was really hard, doing anything strenuous.
Right, you got the fatigue.
Really bad, yeah.
And didn't they send guys in hazmat suits to your apartment?
Yeah, there was a guy, he came and he was testing me. And...
Oh, that's Shanghai as shit, dude.
Yeah, and this is like a week into it. Yeah. So I'm in a apartment complex, so all my neighbors are seeing like the CDC come to my house in the suits, swabbing.
Was the fever high?
104 maybe.
Oh shit.
Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah.
Josh delivered food for me a bunch of times.
It's the kind of guy.
You're a nice guy. Yeah.
Really
nice.
Video out of it. It's worth the views.
Helping my sick friend. I dropped my COVID video, and then he dropped helping my friend who has COVID video.
Did you film it, monetize? You bring
of course. This schmuck didn't monetize the first couple. Dude, I'm like, are you crazy?
Never stop filming, man. COVID videos, they're good.
So I got to ask, are we going to be forced in 1 year to watch the Oprah special of her interviewing Will Smith and him talking about what was going through his mind that night?
Are you talking about Hollywood's 9/11?
Hollywood.
What a tragedy. Yeah. That video was really replayed over. Yeah, it's... I think we are. I think it's going to be a year for him to process it.
Sure.
Everyone's processing what happened. It's a lot of processing.
So do you think you'd ever, I mean, you're climbing, right? Fame, you're getting bigger and bigger every
moment. Oh, I'm huge.
When do you come? When do you move to LA?
You couldn't get Tim Dillon on here. That's why I'm here.
Yeah, because I'm not 19 and weigh 110 pounds.
Exactly.
That's why Tim Dillon's not here.
You're not a lacrosse player from college. Right.
Do you ever move out to LA? Do you get famous enough to move out to LA?
Is that a thing anymore? I don't
know.
Yeah. I don't, you know, it's such a strange thing. Like, you guys deal with it all the time, but it's like, nowadays it's like they don't even look at you if you have a podcast. Like if you're a comedian, it used to be understood like, oh, comedians say irresponsible things. Now they're like, we're supposed to be giving speeches. So right. It's like, I don't even think I'd be welcome here. You know, I don't even think like, yeah, I don't, that's dramatic. But you know what I'm saying? It's like, yeah. I don't even think the industry is always like, they want a comedian who's got like a clean record. Like, it's like running for office now. They want to look through your tweets and be like, you know, it's like since Shane Gillis too, that was like, I think a big moment where now I think the industry's going like, what has he tweeted? What has he said?
Right.
And so... You feel the dichotomy, right? A little. Well, you're in it, but like there's a split. It's like there's internet people now, and then there's like industry. In my world, in the comedy world specifically, stand up, and there's like internet people, and then there's like people that will go on HBO Max.
But it seems like Athletic Greens don't give a fuck.
They don't give. Manscaped don't care. Blue Chew don't care.
Like, yeah. There's enough big money where they're like, listen,
tons of big money.
We're going to back these guys because they're doing their brand.
Yeah, they're doing their brand. They're comedian. Yeah, and they don't. I think the industry's scared because they're a big company and it's like they don't want to get sued. Like, right. They don't want the smoke or whatever. They don't want the bad press. They don't. But yeah, when you're on the internet, there's like, who do you blame? You're like, all right, you came to my channel. This is what I do.
Right.
You know, you don't subscribe to my service or whatever, like Netflix. So I think it's, I think that's the difference. But yeah, people are making big money. Like I have a show on BetMGM. They got a lot of money because gambling, I mean, they're like, someone who worked at BetMGM told me they've grown 600% in like a couple of months.
Because of you?
Because of me.
Good for you.
No, but I mean, it's just like gambling's being legal. And it's like, that's going to be big business. That's just huge business. And now they're doing content. So I think they're the new Hollywood.
Wow. How do we get part of like a heroin startup?
We need to.
Because it's getting legal soon.
It should be legal.
Right?
I think it should be legal. I think drugs should be legal. I think prostitution should be legal.
It is legal here.
Prostitution?
Yeah, in California.
Is it?
Yeah, they...
industry? You mean like selling your soul type shit?
Yeah. They decriminalized. I know that's like, they decriminalized it.
Yeah. Did they?
Yeah.
Well, that's a good thing. It shouldn't be criminalized. I mean, it's so obvious that it being illegal leads to like child trafficking and all this stuff. Mm. It's like legalized. Same thing with drugs. It's like it's so obvious that leads to, you know, gang violence. And it's like you got to do... Portugal did it right? So they... It's illegal to sell it, right? But it's legal to you're not treated as a criminal if you do it. You're treated more like you're sick or something, or you're an addict.
So where are they getting it?
Yeah, I was a little skeptical.
I take it back.
Yeah.
It's illegal throughout California.
That would have been bigger news, I think.
No, but it was decriminalized.
Also, my hotel room would have had someone else in it last night, if that was true.
That's not what the DA told me last week.
That's not what the cops said, man.
But that's like, much like alcohol, right? Like alcohol is legal and it's a vicious, I mean.
It's the worst. I mean, it's so funny that marijuana now, they're like considering, it's like, alcohol is so much worse than marijuana. Like you can't OD on marijuana. Like if you do it, it's really hard to OD on marijuana. Nobody smokes and kills people with their car or hits their family members. But alcohol, they do that all the time.
Yeah.
And so it's really makes you go like, why? Why is that? And then you go, got to be lobby groups, got to be that. It's got to be something. Got to be pharmaceuticals going like, stop, because we need to make pills. We can't just have people smoke weed if they're anxious because that works too well.
Yeah, it can't be that good.
Yeah. We got to figure, but they should legalize and tax it, and they're gonna, because they need the money now after they've handed out all these bailouts and shit. That's why I think gambling is going to be legal, and that's the only thing we have left. I mean, everything else being made overseas, right? We got podcasts. We have OnlyFans.
Are you on OnlyFans?
Gambling? No, I'm not on OnlyFans.
You gotta. But
I will be on there soon. It's not for guys, though. We can't. It's tough. Women, it's for, look, if like, there's nothing wrong if you're a woman getting on OnlyFans.
No.
Even if you're married with kids, I think it's more degrading to start a podcast like we've done, you know, than to like put whatever your area is at, whatever it is, you will, like, even if it's like a club foot, you will find 300 to 500 guys who will give you $5 a month to see that club foot in a stocking. And, but you know, so make that extra $5,000 or $10,000, ladies.
What do you think of fetishes?
We all have them. I have a fetish mind. Like, my fetishes have switched throughout my life. I started with, like, stockings. Then it was, like, women's feet. Now it's guys. No, yeah, I mean, it's like, sex is no fun without a fetish.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. I mean, I had sex for so long alone, you know, practicing alone. That the fact that someone's willing to join me, the novelty of that is just enough for me. Yeah.
So that's your fetish, is just that you're with another person.
I can't believe my wife's here. Like, yeah, really?
Yeah. I'm pretty normal when it comes to that, I don't get, like, the violence. I don't know people who like to mix their violence and sex. I don't get that. To me, those are, like, two different things. But some people like it. Some people like aggressive sex. Like, there's been times I've been with a girl and she starts getting, like, wanting me to do that. And I'm like, I'm not doing that, dude.
Dude. Come on, bro.
Yeah, I remember one time a girl was like, she asked me to hit her. And I was like, I'm not doing that. And that totally killed the vibe, too, for me and for her. She wanted it, and I didn't want to do it. And then, so like, I think I kind of like patted her like a Woody Allen. I was like, I kind of was like, ugh. You know, like, I just, there's no turn on for me there.
So Joe is in a quasi-new relationship, but in under a year is living with his girlfriend. And I think they're, you know, what, do you advocate marriage? Are you big on,
every
you suggest?
Guy's got to get married, yeah. I'm big on it because, you know, kind of, it's sort of like retiring your penis. You know, it's like, I don't think anyone should get married unless you're going to have kids. Otherwise, I don't see the point of that. Like, I would never, if I didn't want to have kids, I wouldn't have gotten married because I'm like, what's the point? But, you know, it's a thing. You get married. It's sort of like, you're hanging up your jersey and yeah. You're going to commit to things that are going to be hard. And it's hard, but it's rewarding.
Yeah, it's worth it.
Yeah. All the cliches people say about marriage are so true.
Yeah.
It's like, she's always right. That's the only way it works. It's the only way it works.
Yeah.
Like, if you, like, and they just gain more confidence. Once the ring goes on and then a baby, they got two fucking things that are a hassle to get out of. Their confidence just shoots through the roof and they just boss you around and you got to deal with it. They're usually right because they're the ones that care about stuff. They care about, like, how hygiene and, like, things being clean and what people think. So they're usually right. And so you just deal with it. And the better half thing is kind of true. Like, if it wasn't for my wife, I mean, I'd be sleeping in, like, a basement. Like, because I don't care about anything. I'd be like, I wouldn't change my clothes. I wouldn't shower. She sends thank you cards. Like, without women, civilization would just stop.
Right.
There'd be no, like, nice things. I mean, would you ever send a thank you card to someone without your wife?
I wouldn't even know what Home Goods is.
Yeah, I wouldn't even know what Home Goods is. I wouldn't know any of this shit. She puts up, like, every holiday, she makes it nice. My wife, like, Easter shit. Like, you know, and I know my kid's going to love that. I hate it, but, you know, it's not my house anymore.
over Easter because I got a cashew. I got a half Jew Catholic son.
Right.
And so my wife's like, go take him for the surprise. I didn't know. She didn't say it was a surprise. She said, go take him to his friend's house because the Easter bunny was there. And right. I go, come on, Max, we're going to go see the Easter bunny. She goes, you idiot. It was a surprise. I go, it's fake anyway.
That's a no-no.
Yeah. And she was like, you asshole. I'm like, really? We got to do this dance?
Yeah.
Like, he's 3 years old. He's hip. He gets it. Like, let's break this stride.
Yeah, dude, I can tell already. He's agnostic. He's an atheist. Yeah. He's already reading Hitchens. He's a smart kid. He's not going to go for all this stuff.
This kid, yeah. You know? And she was not having it.
I think that's a New York thing, too. I think it's kind of like, because we grow up, like, I didn't have a Santa. My parents were like, you know, I was like too busy avoiding crackheads and like trying to not get my hat stolen. I didn't even have time to believe in a Santa. Like you don't want to tell your kids there's a Santa because that kid's going to get robbed more in New York when I was a kid. So it's like, I'm glad my parents. But yeah, my wife's like, she's going to believe in Santa and all this stuff and it's fun and I'm just going to go along with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I may whisper to be like, this is all bullshit. You know that, right?
If he hears me, he hears me.
Yanni P, plug whatever you want to plug. So happy to have you, dude.
Yeah, thank you for doing this. This was funner than anything I've ever done.
Hell yeah.
It was Rogan really was okay.
It's actually funner than Rogan, to be honest with you. I know he's not going to hear it, so yeah, it's just like fucking 3 hours. It's like, all right, we've been talking about grizzly bears for 45 minutes and how they bury their food. I get it.
Hey, man, I heard you on male models, man.
I get it. You don't believe in the vaccine. I get it.
You made your point.
You made your fucking point.
This is really thick coffee, Joe. I know we got to act like it's good, but it's a little thick.
It's a little thick, my friend. Yeah. So Long Days, my podcast, Long Days. And go check my website for live dates if you want to see me live. And you can watch my special. It's free on YouTube, or you can watch it on Amazon or Apple TV. And I got a new one coming out. I shot it. So that should be coming out in May, and I'm putting that up for free as well because that's the new way. Also, nobody wants to buy it.
Thank you.
I haven't asked, but I assume.
That was awesome.
That's great. Yeah. Thank you. This was fun.